AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. It's the longest rally on Wall Street in a year and a half. The gains were big today, 428 points for the Dow. It follows the Federal Reserve decision not to raise interest rates. Also, retail sales made a small, unexpected gain last month. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Despite higher interest rates and inflation, Americans increased their spending in May. A report from the Commerce Department shows retail sales rose 0.3% from April to May, boosted by stronger sales of auto and parts dealers. Economists were expecting a decline for the month, since retail sales have been bumpy this year after surging nearly 3% in January. The retail sales report offers only a partial look at consumer spending. It does not include many services, including health care and travel expenses. I'm Shelley Adler.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres launched an angry tirade against fossil fuel companies.
It's time to rebuild trust based on climate justice.
A prosecutor confirmed a grand jury has indicted Daniel Penny, the man who put an agitated New York City subway rider in a fatal chokehold. The Vermont man charged with killing his mother in a scheme to inherit millions of dollars has died in jail after awaiting trial. The cause of Nathan Carman's death is not immediately clear. There's a party going on in Denver.
I can't hear you. Y'all want to do it again?
That is Coach Mike Malone of the NBA champion Denver Nuggets. There's a big parade through the city. NBA Finals MVP Nikola Jokic said after winning he didn't want to go to the parade. But today...
This is amazing. We're all going to remember this our whole lives.
This is the first title in the Nuggets' 47-year history. At the U.S. Open in Los Angeles, two golfers, Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele, have set the Open record with 8-under-par 62s. They're tied for the lead. This is AP News. NATO's defense ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss future relations with Ukraine. The AP's Karen Chavez has the story.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said there is no consensus for the country to join while it is at war with Russia. However, Stoltenberg asserted the alliance's dedication to protecting Ukraine at all costs and insisted its counteroffensive would lead Russia to sit down for talks.
The more ground Ukraine is able to gain through this counteroffensive, the stronger their hand will be at the negotiating table.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed U.S. support for Ukraine in what has become a war of attrition.
Ukraine's fight is a marathon and not a sprint.
NATO has no official presence in Ukraine and as an organization provides support to Kyiv, as well as supplying weapons and ammunition. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.